Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Ms. Quince. I need to advise you that call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I had filed a unemployment claim earlier in the year because I had COVID and I was on FMLA. And I received the paperwork for that and my monetary determination, doctor's note and everything. And so I ended up going back to work for a week after that, after I was cleared.
Mm-hmm.
And then they eliminated my position. So my last day work was 2-4. And I talked to someone that worked there, and they said the best thing for me to do is just to file an additional claim. I've tried to reopen one online, but when I get to a certain point, it says, you know, unable to connect to server, which it's done that to me a few times. But I just didn't know, you know, if I should just go ahead, because this is a different reason. Like, I was just out for a week unpaid for COVID, but now, like, I went back and worked for a week, and then now I've lost my job. It's a different reason than a medical, you know, reason now. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I can help you with that. Just give me 1 second, and we're going to open that application up for you, okay?
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, may I have your social?
419-37-9353.
Okay, let me get that here for you. May I have, can you verify your name for me?
It's Ashton Yarbrough.
And your date of birth?
1-24-91.
And your mother's maiden name?
It's Cher.
Okay. And verify the date of birth for me one more time so we can start your application.
It's 1-24-91.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay, what's your high grade you completed in school?
I completed 2 years of college with an associate's degree.
Okay, so it's 2 years. Okay. And do you have a driver's license?
I do.
What state was that driver's license issued?
Alabama.
And may I have a driver's license number?
It is 784-3654.
Okay, so that's 2 7 8 4 3 6 5 4.
Let me double check. Hold on.
Okay. If you're approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Venture Prepaid Benefit Card. Which one do you prefer today?
Direct deposit.
Okay. Do you have a did your checking or your savings account?
Checking.
Okay, may I have your round number?
Yeah, give me one. It's 062-000019.
Okay, so that's 062-000019.
062-000019. Yes,
ma'am. Okay, may I have your bank account number?
It's 0154-155-290.
Okay, so that's 0141552 90. Is that correct?
Give me 1 second. I have this all written down. 0154155290. I'm sorry.
Okay. May I have your mailing address, please?
It's 1083 Arrowhead Drive, and it's Prattville 36067.
Okay. Is your registered address different for your mailing address?
No, ma'am. And can I go back? Can I give you my bank account number one more time to make sure it's right?
Mm-hmm.
It's 0154155290.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, may I have your cell phone number?
It's 334-868-4245.
Okay, so that's 334-868-4245. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, may I have your email address?
It's ayarboro@hotmail.com.
So that's ayarboro@hotmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So let me verify your mailing address to you. I have 1083 Arrowhead Drive, Prattville, Alabama, 36067. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, Ms. Ashton. It is necessary to verify your identity with file for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer a randomly generated question.
Okay.
Which of the following colleges have you ever attended? Shelton State Community College, Stillman College, Troy University, University of West Alabama,
Troy.
Or none of the above? Troy?
Troy University. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2503 10th Street East, 2640 Truman Street, 312 Festival Drive, 958 County Road, ma'am?
312.
Okay. In which of the following cities have you ever attended college? Was it Rapid City, Morristown, Glendive, Glazeburg, or none of the above?
None of the above.
All righty. And have you worked since the last time you filed, Ms. Ashton?
I have.
Okay. And do you file, I mean, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
I mean,
well,
another
I filed,
state.
I haven't. No, no, ma'am.
Okay. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that my military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And was you was the work you performed the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And may I have the last day you worked?
February the 4th.
Okay, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself on a business or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solo on a commission basis or have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or received a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving work compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No. My position is eliminated.
Okay. And may I have a job title your last job?
It's an HR specialist.
Okay, may I have your employer's name?
It's Hyundai Power Transformers.
Okay, may I have a good telephone number for them?
It's 3, hold on 1 second, I'm gonna look it up for you. It's 334-481-2000.
Yes, so that's 334-481-2000.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so ma'am, can I have your employment start date? When was your very first day?
It was August 16th of 2021.
August 2021?
Yes, ma'am.
And then you did say your last day of work was February 4th, right? 2022?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
What city and state was your work performed at?
Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay, and have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay any time after your last day at work, like vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and it was under position eliminated and... Okay, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, not at this time.
Okay. And do you have a pen and piece of paper so I can give you a temporary pen?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I got a pen and paper.
Okay, so that temporary pin is 5391. A good way to remember that, 53 is the last 2 digits of your social, 91 is the last 2 digits of the year you was born.
Okay.
So again, I'll make sure you keep that pen and piece of paper out, Miss Ashton. We got a lot to go over, okay?
Okay,
so the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works. So that's A-L-A-B-A-M-A. WORKS dot Alabama, spelled out completely, .gov. So Alabama Works dot Alabama, spelled out completely, .gov. Now, this is the web address to update your online resume. Once you update the online resume, you don't have to do it again. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. So I like to tell my followers, Ms. Ashton, that it's probably best you do update the online resume as soon as we get off the phone or later on today. Therefore, you won't forget. You must be able and available to work after seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits, and you will once you update that online resume. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama, spelled out completely, A-L-A-B-A-M-A. .gov as in Victor. So that's www.labor.alabama.gov, and that's where you do your weekly certification by web. Now, just in case that web address is down or you have a problem with your internet or computer, you have the option to file by telephone as well. The telephone number you should call each week is 1-334-954-4094. So that's 334-954-4094. Okay. So, and we just like to give our filers both options on how to file, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So, your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday.
Okay.
That means, Ms. Ashton, that you can file any day of the week as long as it's before 5 p.m. Friday, okay?
Okay.
Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on this week starting Sunday. All righty?
Okay. Does it count for this week, or do I still need to call in from talking to you? Or?
No, this, yes. So this week, with us doing the application, they're going to take the place of this week and that updated online resume. And then next week, you do your weekly certification and then do that for the following weeks.
Okay.
So we have completed your unemployment claim, Ms. Ashton. Do you have any more questions for me?
No, ma'am, I don't. The only question is, I was actually the one. We were kind of transitioning a couple of positions when I was at the company. So I was the one who, the girl that was doing it left. So I was doing these for about 3 weeks. I don't know, because it's a Korean-based company, I don't know who they put in charge of this. But a lot of the, they really didn't, you know, I was having to kind of try to help on what to do. So I know they have to approve certain stuff, right? I mean, that's what I was doing. So in order for this to be approved, do I need to try to talk to them, or do they have a certain amount of time they have to fill out the information, or how does that work? I just don't want it sitting there. That's the only thing I'm concerned about.
You
know what I mean? Like, if they get the letter and then it just sits there because nobody gets to it, that's what I'm just kind of concerned about. And they may have restructured it where someone's doing them now, but, like, I was the one that was, like, you know, approving the letters or putting in the information, you know, when people were filing for unemployment. So I just didn't know, you know, if they have a certain amount of time to respond to this, or do I have to wait on them?
Yeah, you definitely have to.
Benefit.
You have to wait on them.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's fine. I can call if I need to.
Yes, ma'am.
And just let them know that, you know, I've went ahead and put in for it. So.
Yes, ma'am. So you have any more questions for me?
No, ma'am. That's all.
Okay, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Conversation Call Center, and you have a great day, Ms. Ashton.
All right, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.